am Pielo Lumumba here at the Ngong Wind Power Station. Ngong is situated in Kajiado County in the Republic of Kenya. And we continue our conversations about the critical subject of agriculture. Agriculture is critical because the ability of a people to feed themselves is at the very heart of their ability to serve the world and to serve themselves. The history of agriculture in Africa in the last few years has been a sad history. It has been the history of use of fertilizers that have destroyed African soils. It has been the history of the use of seeds that have compromised production in the continent of Africa. It has been the history of the use of seeds that have produced foods that have harmed Africans and therefore compromised their health. And that is why it is important that we talk about agriculture. Under the aegis of the African Union, a number of resolutions have been made, and those resolutions were designed to ensure that the African continent feeds ourselves. And this has been given pride of place by attempts at going back to organic seeds. But let us examine what has happened and what has led to the devastating situation in which the continent of Africa finds ourselves. The dominant seed companies, and there are many of them, but the dominant ones have been Monsanto and Bayer and Syngenta. And what they have been famous for, if you may, infamous for, is to encourage the African farmers to use seeds which are propagated outside of the continent, and even if propagated within the continent of Africa, is under the financing of these organizations. There is no shortage of non-governmental organizations from Europe and America which are encouraging Africans to use these seeds on the promise that they would get bumper harvests. But let us compare and contrast. If you look at any part of Africa, whether you are talking about indigenous crops such as palm oil, or you are talking about cassava, or sorghum, or millet, or soybean, and many of them, African families had organic seeds which could be utilized from one generation to the other. And when certain institutions of higher learning were instituted in Africa and departments of agriculture created at universities, one of the designs was to use science, because science can never be abandoned, for the purpose of ensuring that these seeds exhibit positive characteristics and also improve yields. But because of Africa's inability to finance research, many parts of the world require that countries spend not anything less than 5% in research in terms of ensuring that there is continued understanding and continued innovation and invention in the field of agriculture. But Africa does not do this. The net effect is that we have seen an Africa that still goes out to the world with begging bowels, asking to be supported. How many of us will not remember that in the 1980s, we had to import maize from the United States of America? And some say that this maize was actually not meant for human consumption. During the mad cow disease, I remember one arrogant English legislator said, "Send them the beef. They are dying anyway." And these are the kind of statements that are made derogatorily to put Africa in the minds of these Afro-pessimists in their place. That is why it then becomes very critical for Africa to go beyond complaining and look at agriculture as indeed the fountain from which sustainable progress will flow. Why is agriculture so important? It's important because if you don't take care of your nutrition, It means that you are compromising the cognitive ability of the next generation. If you don't take care of your nutrition, it means that your health will be compromised. If you don't take care of your nutrition, it means that you depend on others to feed you with foods that you do not understand. One of the most annoying things for me is that Africa, actually, even in areas such as aquaculture, we import fish feed from Brazil. We import maize from the United States of America. We import beef and eggs from as far as Romania. We import milk products from as far as the Netherlands and Switzerland. And the message that is being sent to us in a very subtle way is that the time is now for us to give agriculture its rightful place. In order to do so, a number of things must happen in the continent of Africa. We must take care of our fertilizer, and we have the ability to make fertilizer until very recently. And we all know that petroleum products have byproducts that can be used in fertilizer. We know that countries such as Morocco are producing fertilizer in great quantities. Kenya does produce some fertilizer. We are aware of the production that is going to take place in Ethiopia and even Nigeria. So going forward, in order to ensure that our agriculture occupies the space that it ought to do, we've got to deal with the question of fertilizer. Number two, the quality of soil. The quality of soil has been compromised over a long period because of the use of fertilizers that were imported from outside of the continent of Africa and used over time, particularly in areas where there was commercial agriculture in the production of coffee, the production of pyrethrum, the production of tea, the production of cocoa. And the time now is for us to look at the quality of the soil, and technology, happily, now allows us to regenerate the quality of soil. And our universities and departments of agriculture and research institutes now have a duty to ensure that we move in that space. Agriculture must also be understood very broadly to mean livestock. And if you understand it that broadly, I will give an example that I know about. Somaliland, during Hajj, exports anything between 2 million and 3 million goats and sheep to Saudi Arabia, which means that they lose the skin, which would help their leather industry, which means that they lose the hooves that they would use in the tailoring industry for making buttons and other things, which means, therefore, that we are losing in that area. I know that there is the international institution that deal with livestock. We must ask ourselves, what is the kind of agriculture, if you may, in that broad sense, that we are engaged in, which will ensure that livestock is included in that arena. And those who are big in the arena, like Namibia, Botswana, Nigeria, Ethiopia, Somaliland, and others, would then be in the space where we improve the production of meat and meat products, where we also support our leather industries. And this can only be done by engaging in research and ensuring that the education that we are offering to our young men and women will be the kind of education that will help our young men and women, and therefore, by extension, our societies. Let us go to the other area that we don't talk about, and I'm looking at agriculture very broadly, aquaculture. If one looks at the continent of Africa, look at the Wolfish Bay outside of Namibia, the fish production in that area. You look at Somalia with fishing in that area, the Red Sea outside of Eritrea, in the Mediterranean Sea, in the Benguela area, in West Africa, along Benin, Togo, Nigeria, going up to Sierra Leone and going up to Senegal and the Gambia. These are areas where Africa can actually engage in serious aquaculture. I now know that there is the new game in town called fish farming. And this is happening in inland waters such as Lake Narubari, which the Europeans prefer to call Victoria, and in other areas. And I hold the view that these are areas which can receive the necessary focus for the sake of ensuring that agriculture is given its pride of place. It is also important that we interrogate many of these companies, most of which are coming from Europe and increasingly also from China, and begin to use our bureaus of standardization to ensure that inputs that we use in agriculture are inputs that are going to be beneficial to our agriculture. It must never be understood that when we are talking about African solution to African problems, we are shutting out the world. It must be understood to mean that we must adopt and adapt and ensure that what we are doing is in the best interest of the continent of Africa in the long run. If a people cannot feed themselves, a people cannot be truly independent. And it is also critical that in order to engage in meaningful agriculture, it must be repeated not once, not twice, but times without number, that conflicts must be eliminated. If conflicts are not eliminated, then people will not engage in agriculture. And if people don't engage in agriculture, they will depend on food aid. The other thing is that Africa and desertification is something that cannot be forgotten. But technology now tells us that you can engage in dry land agriculture. And using technology, we are capable of achieving that. And depending on rain-fed agriculture is also something that we must abandon. We have seen the Chinese seeding rain, going into the clouds and seeding the clouds to ensure that there is rain. In other words, in this arena where we are in the fourth, fifth industrial revolution, and we are talking about artificial intelligence, it is incumbent that the manner in which we practice agriculture is a style that will ensure that we are capable of feeding ourselves and even exporting some of the things that we enjoy competitive advantage in the production of. This must be done. It must be done, and it is also meant to ensure that we liberate ourselves, and our young men and women must be involved in agriculture. Agriculture must be made attractive, because feeding oneself is at the very heart of one's liberation. Agriculture is the liberator. Thank you very much, my good friends, ladies and gentlemen. We are continuing with the conversation about and around the continent of Africa. We will see you again next time to continue with the conversation.